Chapter 4. Not so nice to meet you. Crunch. We land with a thud on grass and twigs and leaves. Ouch. I sit up and look around. There are trees everywhere, with pretty orange, red, and yellow leaves. Unlike at home, where it's winter, it must be fall here. It's cool. Not cold, but there's a definite chill in the forest air. I spot Jonah standing beside a tree. He's not moving. Jonah? I ask, are you okay? He looks at me and shakes his head. I jump to my feet. What's wrong? What happened? Did you hurt yourself? He shakes his head again. Why aren't you talking then? He opens his mouth and then closes it. Then he opens it again and yells, Abby, what is happening? We're in a fairy tale, I explain patiently. I told you. See, there is a magic mirror in our basement. Next time when I tell you something, you should believe me. He nods. His eyes are the size of frying pans. I put my hands on his shoulders. Did going through spark any memories? He doesn't answer. Jonah, can you hear me? I speak directly into his face. You didn't bang your head on your way in, did you? He shakes his head. Do you remember anything else? I ask. He shakes his head again. Crumbs, I say. Well, hopefully something here will make you remember. Jonah twists and chews on his lips. But what? How? Where are we? In a fairy tale, I say again. We just have to figure out which one. Let's see. We're in a forest. That's a clue. But lots of fairy tales take place in forests. Maybe we're in Hansel and Gretel? Jonah stops chewing his lips and licks them. Is that the one with the house made of candy? Yes, exactly. Then I shoot him a sharp look. But Jonah, if we are in Hansel and Gretel, you can't actually eat the house. I can't? No. If you eat the house, you'll upset the witch. That's what happened in the original story. Hansel and Gretel upset the witch, and then she tried to cook them. And we always have to try not to mess up the stories. How would I mess up a story? Jonah asks, leaning over to pick up a twig. I count the ways on my fingers. If you told Snow White not to eat the poisoned apple, you would mess up the story. If you wore your soccer cleats when you were climbing up Rapunzel's hair, you would mess up the story. He nods, his eyes still big. Okay. How do I explain the rest? Fairy tales are complicated. But sometimes we want to mess up the stories, if they have unhappy endings. Like in The Little Mermaid. In the movie, she gets married, but in the real story, the Little Mermaid dies. Jonah gasps, horrified. I know. That's why we changed it. Anyway, we should get moving. What time does your watch say? I ask. He looks down at his bare arm.
I'm not wearing my watch.
What? Why not? I told you you need to wear your watch whenever we go through the mirror. Doesn't he listen to anything? But, I didn't believe you, he cries.
I groan. Well, then, we have no way of knowing what time it is back home.
We have to be back before Mom and Dad get out of bed at 7. If they find our beds empty, they'll have panic attacks. So we can't stay too long here, just long enough for your memories to come back.
Woof, woof!
Prince runs ahead of us among the trees.
Wait, Prince! Hold on!
Jonah calls. He starts running after Prince. Then he turns around, and for the first time since we got here, he gives me a smile. A second later, he trips over a broken tree branch and falls on his flannel butt. Jonah, you have to be extra careful here, okay? You don't know what's just around the corner. We don't even know where we are yet.
I'm fine,
he shouts, popping back up and continuing to run. I follow him and Prince until we see a gap in the trees.
Wow,
Jonah says. Wow is right. In front of us is a huge, beautiful storybook castle.
It's made of yellow stone and capped with a blue roof and pointy blue turrets, and it's even surrounded by a moat. The water is sparkling and multicolored, reflecting the autumn leaves around us.
Hey, Abby! Jonah calls. Which fairy tale has a castle in it?
A lot of them, I say.
Does Jack and the Beanstalk have a castle?
He asks. Yes, but I don't see a beanstalk, I say. Then I laugh. You always ask about Jack and the Beanstalk.
I do?
You do. Maybe we're in The Princess and the Pea, I say as all three of us walk across the drawbridge. That's the one where a princess has to feel a pea under 20 mattresses.
But how could she feel a pea?
Jonah asks. Wouldn't it get squished?
They should have used a bowling ball.
There's a large silver knocker in the center of the blue door. I lift it and let it bang. We wait. No one comes to get us.
Hello?
I call loudly. Anyone here? There's no answer.
It looks deserted, Jonah says.
Prince barks three times and then runs around the side of the castle.
Wait, Prince!
I call. We follow Prince and pass an open window. I peek inside. It's a big dining room. The table is set with fancy plates and all kinds of food. I hear a growl next to me, but it's not Prince. It's Jonah's stomach.
I'm hungry, he says.
Me too, I say. The food smells amazing, like fried onions and garlic and cheese. Jonah licks his lips again.
Do you think it's for us?
Why would it be for us? I ask. They're not expecting us.
I don't know how fairy tale land works.
He sticks his nose inside.
Maybe they're serving French fries and ketchup.
Let's keep looking, I say. We wind our way around another bend, and suddenly we're in a garden. A rose garden. Great. Just what I want to be reminded of. Roses. Big, blooming, gorgeous red roses. Prince dashes across the garden.
Prince! Careful!
I don't want him digging everything up.
Flowers! I hear Jonah say behind me. Perfect!
Prince lowers his nose and starts sniffing around. He'd better not touch anything.
This one smells good, Jonah says. And this one, and this one. Ouch! I just cut my thumb on a thorn.
He sticks his finger in his mouth and sucks on it. I hear a booming voice behind me.
Where did you come from?
I spin around. Standing in front of the garden is... well... He's at least 7 feet tall and hulking. His hands and face are covered in brown fur. He reminds me of a dog, but a human dog. His face is wrinkly, like a pug. He has big, shiny black eyes. This creature is looming ominously over Prince.
Oh, he was talking to Prince. He hasn't seen Jonah or me yet.
I motion for Jonah to kneel down next to me and hide behind a rose bush.
What is that?
Jonah whispers, his face pale. I don't know, I admit. Is it an animal? No, it talked. Animals don't talk. Well, sometimes they do in fairy tale land. I notice that the thing is wearing black pants and a buttoned-up white shirt and a black jacket and a purple bow tie. But no shoes, just furry feet. Huh? It comes to me. It's not a thing. It's not an animal. It's half animal, half man. It's a beast. It's the beast.
We're in the story of Beauty and the Beast!